This is KUTX 98.9. We are live in Studio 1A. Welcome, audience. Now listen, I have a little confession for y'all. I hope you don't mind. I promised I wouldn't get emotional. But it's going to be a little bit hard because I love this damn band. I mean, don't you? I want to remind you, don't be shy. We got to give it up for Crooks in Studio 1A. Please welcome Crooks.
Thank y'all very much.
Beat Houston in the morning, dragging my ass out of the van as best I can. Though the restaurant in town, everybody turns around when I walk in. When I walk in,
they look me up and down, long hair, beard, ain't from around
this town. We're drinking warm beer, just to steer clear of running our tabs too high. You have some smoke, friend, I'll buy if you can fly. I'll be in Tulsa for the loading and the sound check 6 hours before the show. Before my show, leaves just enough time to find a cheap hotel where I can try to unwind. Just me to unwind.
Look at my boots and dust my hat. String my guitars
the way I sing. The way I sing and what it means. We're drinking warm beer just to steer clear of running our taps too high. You got some smoke, friend, I'll buy if you can fly.
Arkansas, Tennessee, around the block, there's nothing that I ain't seen or I wanna see. I ain't seen my niece in quite some time, I ain't seen her walk. I heard she's learned to talk, now she wants to talk. They burn you to the ground for the best show around, that's fine. I don't mind, I keep pushing down the road another day.
To have Crooks in Studio 1A on KUTX 98.9. This is their final radio performance. The band is saying farewell, but the music's going to live on, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
That's right. We heard Gripping the Grain. Just some trivia for you, if you don't mind. Their album Wildfire was released last summer, last July, and the single Fork in the Road, one of my favorites. And of course, this Saturday they have a sold-out farewell show at Antone's on Riverside. Sold out, Josh Mazur. Sold out, my friend.
I should have done two of them.
Oh, yeah. Should have, could have, would have, but no, it's got to be the big finale, though.
Antone's, we released, well, our previous record, The Rain Will Come, we did it. We released it at the old Antone's.
Yeah.
In 2012, and so it seemed like a fitting place to say goodbye. Also, Gary Clark Jr., who owns it, is a friend of ours, and he opened the door for us at Continental, got us our first show there with him, and then got us our first show at Antone's with him. And so it just seemed like the perfect place to play our last show. So that's where it's going to be.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I know they're honored. I happen to know that they're thrilled that you're doing it there, the last show. And just some more interesting stuff. I actually found your EP.
Oh, really?
It was 2010.
Yeah.
And going through my stuff, you know.
I have it. I don't have one, so.
I actually have one. Should have brought it tonight. Doggone it. But great track record you all have, sounding just fantastic. I know it's on many people's minds, but I have to ask, because this is a band that's like, you know, at the peak and just doing killer shows. I've seen the live shows. I've seen audiences lose their minds, especially with an accordion player on fire. And
he's all right. Hey, don't do that for him. He's gonna get a big head.
It's just phenomenal. So what led to the decision? I know it's amicable.
It is. Well, yeah. I think we're all. I don't think I know we're all better friends now than we were when we started out as a band. It's just we're the kind of band that's all or nothing. It's either living life on the road, or we're just not gonna be doing it. And if we're not gonna do it, then we're gonna go our own directions. And then it, you know, it splinters, and you can't put that back together. So we just decided that why not end it when things are going perfect.
Yeah.
All those. You know, things are great. We've had a great time and things have been perfect. So we're just going to walk away knowing that we did a great job and we're really, really proud of what we did. So
you should be.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You should be proud of what you've done.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks, Brent. Appreciate it. Thank you. Thanks a lot. KUT has been incredibly supportive ever since we were a band that nobody cared about or maybe even should have cared about. Y'all did, and y'all had us in when it was your old studio across the street in the basement.
Yeah.
And I remember being so nervous over there. My voice was shaking. I was talking to Jay Trachtenberg, and I was like, yes, sir, no, sir, all my answers. And it was terrifying. But now we've been here, you know, 6-7 times. I don't know how many times it's been, but you guys are the best radio station, not only in Austin, but the best radio station we've ever listened to. And y'all do far more to help bands that actually could use the help, not people who are paying radio promoters. And it's you guys do it for the bands that deserve it. Yeah. So that means a lot to us. And it means a lot to every other band in Austin, Texas. So.
I appreciate that. And we appreciate that here at the station. We're happy to have you. Why don't you give us another track?
All right, cool. This song is a little Western called The Hunted. It was a fine horse I stole, and it rode fairly well. So I tore her on down through the gates of hell. The 16 and paint, 30, 30, 45. There's no coming back, there's no getting out alive. The ones I've hunted, the ones I've tried, the ones I've hunted, they've all died. The ones I've hunted, the ones I've tried, the ones I've hunted, they've all died. Woo! In Mexico, they'd hang me for the loss. 5 good men, the 3 that tried to rob me, and the 2 loose ends. Lord, I hung them up the best I could from the tallest tree, and I laid those 5 men out so everyone could see. The ones I've hunted,
ones I've tried, the ones I've hunted, they've all died. The ones I've hunted, the ones I've tried, the ones I've hunted, they've all died. Hoo-ha! Read aloud a list of all the things they said I'd done. Well, some were right, some were wrong, and somewhere in between, they strung that rope around the tree that's meant for me. So learn me up, from the tallest tree.
Coconuts, dog. Come on.
Crooks in Studio 1A, KUTX After Hours with The Hunted. Wanted to give a special shout out to Odell Brewery for providing liquid refreshment for the band and our guests in Studio 1A tonight. Thank you, Odell. That's beer, the breakfast of champions. Guys, thanks for playing in Studio 1A.
Don't have to thank us. I mean, thank you all for, like I said earlier, thank you all for supporting us throughout the years.
Surely.
And you guys are, this is awesome, because this place is so much nicer than your last place.
You mean the dungeon?
Y'all probably never went there before, but it was literally a basement.
It was a basement, no windows, no sunlight.
They would be upstairs, and then they would do a live band, and they would have to run downstairs as quickly as they could.
Yeah.
And so it'd be like a super high pressure situation, because they come downstairs out of breath. We're starting in 2 seconds. 3, 2, go. All right, so Crooks, what's going on?
Yeah, and you have to sound normal. And many times if there was rain, the carpet would get wet. And there's a lot of stuff in that carpet, that old, I don't know how many year old carpet. Yeah.
So good for
and
you guys. This
allergies.
Awesome.
So now we have a palace. Hooray!
Yeah, and thank you guys for coming out. This is really cool. Yay. This is awesome.
Thank you, Studio 1A guests.
And also for everybody who's listening, because that means they're supporting you guys too.
Absolutely.
That's pretty cool.
You know, I love it. We love the support. And I'll tell you what, do one more song for me, and then I'll turn you over to the studio audience, and they're lucky they get to hear a little extra.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it. All right, we're going to party for a little bit. All right, cool. We'll do one more. All right. Toe-to-toe is what we're going to do.
Yes.
I love my 1972 C10 and a Seafoam Blue. Bought for worth and worth every time I paid. Oh, I wanna go toe-toe. Oh, I'm scratching the side of my truck, so do my nerves, poor as your luck. But you step on outside, step my way, and let's go toe-toe. Woo! I don't like the words, don't like the words you're using. The four-letter words, the four-letter words you're choosing. Woo! You get back in your truck, get back in your truck, head on down the road. You step on outside, step my way. But you step on outside, step my way. I can keep a level head and understand. Turn the other cheek, walk away. But I wanna go toe, toe. We gotta settle this today. Headed home, that'd have been okay. But he shifted gears and headed the wrong way. And now we gotta go toe, toe. Get back in your truck, get back in your truck, and head on down the road. You step on outside, step my way. You step on outside, step my way.
Is it possible for a country western band to rock out? The answer is, hell yes. Crooks in Studio 1A wrapping things up with Toe to Toe. Guys, thank you. Sound fantastic. And here's to a great final performance at Antone's.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Love it, love it, love it. And I want to say some shout-outs, if I may. First of all, thanks to our engineers, Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman, for making everything sound fantastic, as always. Thank you, gentlemen.
Yeah, man. Thank you guys very much, Cliff.
Also wanted to say again, thanks to Odell Brewing Company, because the beer is delicious. Thank you, Odell Brewing Company. And a big thank you to our live studio audience.
Yeah, you guys are awesome. Thank y'all so much.
So great. Crooks, I love you. There, I said it.
Thanks,
I love
thanks it. Thanks to KT for having John Haley.
Surely. You know what? I'll let him know. so great to have Crooks in Studio 1A. This is their final radio performance. Honored to be the host. Thanks again. I'm Lori Gallardo. This is KUTX 98.9.